This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. We are live on our website, therealside.com. There's a chat room. You can come in and hang out and discuss what we're talking with on the show. I am joined again this hour by Jeff Reynolds, author of the book Behind the Curtain, Inside the Network of Progressive Billionaires and Their Campaign to Undermine Democracy. And this hour, we are going to talk about some of the crazy current events that are going on in this country. Welcome to the show, Jeff, and thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you, Kimberly. I really appreciate it.
So, you know, it's always crazy, right? Everything's always crazy, it seems. And we have a lot of dumb people in this country, unfortunately. But one of the things I saw... we're still in election mode, right? One of the things I saw was people on the left are saying, so more people voted for Democratic senators than GOPs, but the GOP won. Like saying there's a popular vote for senators, and the Democrats won the popular vote.
Hey, I mean, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote too, so therefore she should have the mandate.
I mean, right? I mean, these people not understand how the Senate elections work?
Well, you saw Joy Behar today on The View say that the Republicans won because of gerrymandering. that they actually retained the House via gerrymandering. Apparently, those state lines that were drawn by the Congress 100 years ago are really to blame, and it's the Republicans' fault.
I think so many people on the left, some of them know what they're saying, and they're doing it on purpose to push people that are uninformed to complain and be angry and want to change how our republic is set up. But then other people are just dumb as dirt. They really don't know.
Let's never forget that fully half the population is below average intelligence, right? So, but more to the point, yes, they are doing it on purpose. They're pushing this narrative, and it's deliberate because they actually, the Constitution is an impediment to their agenda. They want direct democracy only as long as it suits their needs. If the will of the people goes away, then they'll just do everything they can to implement authority figure in a dictatorship. That's what these people want. They're control freaks. And that's always been their MO, is that they actually want to control the behavior of other people. Now, they may have good reasons for doing so, but at the end of the day, the bottom line is they want to control people. It starts out with wanting environmental regulations or a little bit more economic equity so people don't have to live in poverty. And all of those are good intentions, but when it comes down to it, the only way that they can figure out how to solve these problems is by controlling the behavior of others. And that's where people like you and I are like, yeah, no, I don't think so, pal.
Right. Right. That's totally 100% it is controlling the behavior of others. So they don't like something. Sorry. I was telling Keith Hansen earlier on the show, I was standing out in the cold, wet rain all day yesterday holding signs at the polls. So I'm like losing my voice easier than I normally do because I was soaked. Literally had to change socks a couple times, gloves a couple times. It was kind of miserable and basically all for nothing in New Hampshire. But hey, you know, what do I know?
Yeah. But I find that bourbon works for that.
Well, the vodka didn't work so great when I finally got home later. But no, that's it. They want to control behavior. It's almost like they think Americans are just three-year-olds that if they put them in a timeout, they'll finally do what they are told. But they do it with regulations
and
laws.
That's exactly right. And that behavior never ends, you know. That's why you're seeing places like Portland that have gone way off the leftist deep end. And now you're seeing leftist on leftist crime. And they are falling all over themselves to get more left than the other guy and more controlling than the other guy. Or, excuse me, I shouldn't have assumed their gender. The other gender-neutral entity. And,
yeah.
So, you know, it's not – if they never stop wanting to control more and more behavior. The environmentalists of the 70s would blanch at what the environmentalists of today are trying to do.
Right. Right. No, and it's hurting. It's literally everything they do, it ends up going full circle, right? So they start out maybe wanting to help poor people. Then they put all these regulations for all these other things, and they keep just building up the list, and they end up hurting the people they originally wanted to help the most, poor people. And they don't see how insane they are.
Yeah, well, and it's the road to hell is paved with good intentions, right? So they don't care, and it's been pointed out on, this is not an original thought, but they don't care about results. They care about the good intentions. They care about doing things the politically correct way instead of the way that actually results in real change.
Right. Actually results in actually helping people. Don't go away. We'll be right back in a couple minutes with Jeff Reynolds talking more about crazy current events that are going on. You're going to love the next one, something about waxing. I'm going to leave that as a teaser. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No, 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 no.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
YouTube and more. Check it out at therealside.com, where we also have live streaming of the show. I am joined once again by Jeff Reynolds, author of the book Behind the Curtain. Thanks, Jeff, for joining me.
Thank you again. I always enjoy it.
So, you know, we were talking about craziness, and I left the teaser of waxing, and there's a story, which this is, we were talking about the left eating their own. Here's another example. This is in California, and the title,
well,
it's at the Daily Wire. What?
I said, be careful here.
I know. I'm going to be
careful. You talk about wax. You talk about waxing and the left eating their own, and the FCC might have something to say here.
Right? So there's a story on the Daily Wire. Transgender woman files human rights complaints against 16 women for refusing to wax his male genitalia. That's the title that I saw when this came flying on my Twitter feed, and I was like, are you kidding me? So what's happening is this guy, I mean, trans woman, who's really a biological male, who's really actually intact male still, is suing women and has gone to 6 Vancouver area estheticians, and because they won't give him a Brazilian, which is a female wax on their private parts, I'm trying to find the right words here, so he's suing them, saying they violated human rights.
Yeah, and he'll probably win. This is Vancouver, you said, Canada?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, so Canada is a socialist country, and they elected Justin Trudeau, I suspect she'll probably win, force these estheticians to give him a Brazilian, her.
Well, one of the... So is the rest of the world. One of the provisions is, well, if they give me this money, I'll withdraw my complaint. So basically,
right.
This guy, and I'm sorry, he's a male, okay? I don't care what he believes he is. This man...
She's a delicate, beautiful flower.
Yeah. He's basically trying to extort money out of these women because they can't even give him a Brazilian, which... Because they only offer, these women in question, I guess, only offer, they don't offer, I can't even believe this is a word, manzillions. Which is,
that's
the word. I can't believe this conversation. It's already
degenerate.
It sounds
like a dinosaur.
they aren't trained to give manzillions, which is the male equivalent to a Brazilian. Oh my God. So he's basically extorting these women. I'll drop my suit with the Human Rights Commission if you give me money because you aren't trained in how to give me a manzillion because I'm demanding a Brazilian because I'm, oh my God, I can't even. I hate you. Now I'm going to think of that every time I hear that word.
So, sidestepping the 800-pound gorilla in the room here, is there any more Orwellian agency on the planet than a Human Rights Commission that determines whether or not a dude who is now a chick can get a Brazilian?
And enforce... Women, to give this man a Brazilian, even though I would have to be a manzillion, and they're not trained to do that. Oh my God.
Well, Kimberly,
payback.
Don't you know? Not all women have vaginas. That's the mantra. And you accept that fact, and you're not woke.
Don't even get me started on that. Don't even. But this is par for the course with the left eating their own. So what group is going to be more important than the other one tomorrow? Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you see this all the time, like the Women's March. Remember the Women's March imploded on itself because they didn't have enough women of color on their board of directors, and so everybody got mad because the Women's March wasn't woke enough.
Yeah. Oh, did you see? That's another one. Today, the Women's March was like, white women, we have to have a chat. Because a big percentage of white women voted for male candidates, male Republican candidates.
Right, right. Yeah. If you don't vote in lockstep and speak in the same language and the same code, then you're not part of the tribe. And everybody blames Donald Trump for tribalism, and there's a fair amount of that in his rhetoric that is legitimate. But the left's response is to get even worse, because they started this whole thing 30 years ago with political correctness. I remember being on college campus in the late 80s and early 90s, and these leftists would come up to me and with moony eyes and say, "I love the term political correctness. It's just so perfect." And they trot away, they go dance in a daisy field. And I'd be like, "That's the scariest crap I've ever heard. What's wrong with you?"
Yeah. And this was the tweet exactly from the Women's March. It was in response to white women. Apparently 76% went for Kemp, 59% went for Cruz, and 51% went for DeSantis. And this was the Women's March response. There needs to be accountability and an honest reckoning. There's a lot of work to do, white women, a lot of learning, a lot of growing. And I can't repeat to you what I sent to them in response, but I did call them feminazis.
But I'm sure we can find it on Twitter, right?
Oh, yes, you can find it on Twitter. But here's the thing. Stacey Abrams, who was running against Kemp, right?
Mm-hmm.
The woman's, she's bat poo crazy. Try to think of the proper language here. She's nuts, and she was a bad candidate no matter what color skin you have or what genitalia you have. Ted Cruz, who was he against? A white guy. So a white Irish guy who left a DUI scene.
He pretended to be Mexican to court a vote.
Yeah, so that's woke. All right, we're going to be right back. We'll finish talking about this in a minute. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Jeff Reynolds.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Dragon swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits the ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Jeff Sessions has tendered his resignation as Attorney General. The president made the announcement on Twitter, and almost instantly people warned him not to tamper with the Mueller probe.
Protecting Mueller.
is paramount.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said ending or limiting the Mueller probe could lead to a constitutional crisis. Virginia Senator Mark Warner.
This would appear as a desperate effort to try to undermine the integrity of this whole special prosecutor process.
President Trump spoke a few hours earlier.
The Democrats will come to us with a plan for infrastructure, a plan for health care, a plan for whatever they are looking at, and we'll negotiate. What's bad for them is being in the majority, I'm just going to blame them. You understand? I'm going to blame them. They're the majority.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Welcome to Back to the Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Twitter, YouTube, and more, and check it out at therealside.com. I'm joined by Jeff Reynolds, author of the book Behind the Curtain, Inside the Network of Progressive Billionaires and Their Campaign to Undermine Democracy. And he's killing me with his roaring over our latest latest current event we were talking about, where essentially the left is eating their own. But, you know, how far do you think that will go? You know, in this case, it's a trans woman suing women, extorting them for money, trying to force them to do something that they aren't even trained to do, because the left has now made it acceptable to call this man a woman because he believes he is. Like, how far are they going to go with this before they're just all chewing each other up and spinning each other out?
Well, you know, you and I both grew up in the state of Connecticut, right? So we've seen the end game of extreme progressive politics, where they're losing 300,000 people a year from the third smallest state in the union, over taxation, over regulation, too much government, the government expansion into every aspect of the lives of the residents of Connecticut. Now, I've moved to Oregon. I've been here for 25 years now. And what I'm seeing in Oregon is that we're about three quarters of the way along the track that Connecticut took over the last 30 to 40 years of one party domination, one party rule over the state government. And even when a Republican does get elected, that Republican is a moderate at best, and at worst rolls over for the worst of the false premises of the left. So
right.
they believe everything that the left says, and they acquiesce to everything that they want, even if they get power. So we're in the same position here in Oregon, about three quarters of the way along. And what we're going to see here, I predict, in the city of Portland is that within the next 10 years or so, you're going to see a major brain drain of the best and brightest. And we've already seen it, because I'm heavily involved in the activist community here on the right. And people are leaving the state. People are just saying, screw it. This place is lost. We can't live here anymore. We can't survive here anymore. And they're leaving. And
right.
what's going to end up happening is that it's a slow downward spiral where people can only get elected by out-lefting each other. And eventually they're going to try this ham-handed approach to socialism, and it's not going to work, and it's going to bankrupt the state and create a shell, like a Detroit style, on the state level. You know, that's the end game right there, is Detroit.
It's really, and actually I'm from Massachusetts, but that's the same thing happened. I became an activist there, and I finally did the same thing. I'm like, I'm done. I can't do anything here. These people are total lunatics on the left. And even though there are good conservatives there, and they, you know, they're in certain parts, but you can't win and make anything happen when you have a big left wing city like Boston, or like in your case, like Portland.
Yeah.
So I left, but now they're trying to take over New Hampshire. But
right, and you know, there's a real danger there too, because a lot of companies are moving to places like Texas and Georgia and Florida.
Yep.
Because of the tax structure for businesses. But what's happening is all of those employees are coming too and bringing their values to that state, and they're slowly turning
yep.
those states inexorably blue as well, or at least purple. And that's they're going to it's the too many bites at the apple, right? It's you're eventually going to go down the exact same path because you think, well, this time it's going to work, you know, or more importantly, generationally and demographically, people are not even going to remember what caused all the pain in the first place, and they're just going to do the same crap over again.
Right. And you know, and the thing is, they're doing is causing division among Americans. All of this, you know, what they're doing at the state levels, what they're doing with the LGBTIQ LMNOP stuff. You know, nobody really cares anymore if someone sleeps with, right? Yeah, for years ago, someone actually, you know, was different, so it caused an issue, but most people don't care. But they still make it like it's an issue. And then they just pile on top of that. I mean, there's, 71 genders? And who's getting bashed? Women are getting bashed now. So it's not just you white men that are getting bashed. It's also white women now, like the Women's March, bashing white women because they wouldn't vote for a white leftist who's a dirtbag in Texas, right? Or
yeah,
because they wouldn't vote for...
That's exactly right. But you look at the Women's March is a great example, and we can there are innumerable examples from that one group. But you look at the fact that Linda Sarsour is such a prominent figure in that movement, and she is a virulent anti-Semite. And you look at the Democratic Party and how they've embraced Louis Farrakhan, who is a virulent anti-Semite. But then, but we're the Nazis on the right when we want to get healthcare costs under control.
No, exactly.
Maybe get the state
and these are the same morons.
Bit, you know?
Well, these are the same morons who say Trump is Hitler, but yet they want to take all our guns. And who's going to take all our guns? Well, that would be Trump, who they call Hitler. That's how dumb they are. But they don't, because they think eventually they'll be in charge and they'll be able to do that. But it's,
well, right. I mean, I've seen social media posts from folks on the left who say, yes, we're going to have to kill all the gun owners and take all their guns away. And
oh,
yes,
yeah,
we're going to use guns to do it. And then we're going to give them to the government, you know? And these people are on the fringe now. But I think back to when I was in college, thinking all of these people were on the fringe then, and now they're in power. So it's
right,
a frightening road we're going down.
It's an extremely frightening road. We've been going down it for a long time. People have been warned about it. I understand a lot of voters are not informed. I get it. They have lives. They have stuff to do. They only maybe watch the news from the mainstream media, which certainly does not inform them. But how can they not see? So they elect, because Democrats lie to their faces. I saw it in person from my own candidates at candidate night. They lie to them, their faces. And once they get to office, it's like they didn't pay attention. So a candidate lies to your face, a Democrat. They get into office. They do the exact opposite. And then you vote for them again? What, did you not pay attention to what they did? And that's one of the problems we have, I think.
No, they didn't pay attention. No,
yeah,
they didn't pay attention at all, Kimberly. And this is something that I've learned in my decade in politics now. I've been a consultant, I've been a writer, I've been a campaign manager, I've been an activist, I've been a county party chair. And this is a universal truth. Most people tune out politics except for that, you know, 22 minutes that they watch the nightly news of that.
Yeah.
The half hour that they listen to it on their radio in their car in their commute while they're listening to their kids. So they're distracted. There's a zillion things going on. The voters need to be reminded every single time about the malfeasance of the people in the office. And we have so many Republican candidates who, at least here in the state of Oregon, abjectly refuse to do that. They don't want to run on the other guy's record. They want to run, quote unquote, a positive campaign. And so they don't want to point out the bad record of the people on the left because they don't want to look like the ugly Republican. They simply want to run, hey, look at me, I'm sunshine and rainbows and puppies, and you can have a puppy too. And nobody believes that crap. And nobody believes it, and they don't trust these candidates, and it just drives me insane to watch the same tactics over and over.
And they never learn. We'll be right back after this break with Jeff Reynolds. Don't go away. We have more stuff to talk about for this very same thing. Pay attention, people. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. treatments. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at therealside.com. We're going to jump right back in here with Jeff Reynolds, author of the book Behind the Curtain. And, you know, we were talking on the break about the electorate and people being uninformed because, you know, obviously they're busy. They have their own lives to lead, et cetera. We know Democrats lie. But seriously, I saw a post from someone earlier, and they were talking about how it's so great so many women got in. Like, What's her name, Jeff? Oh, by the way, thank you for joining the show.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here. Is it Anastasia? Ocasio Cortez?
Alexandria?
Is that her first name? Yeah, I don't know.
Dimwit.
I try not to listen to her.
Ocasio Cortez.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ocasio Cortez, whatever. She is dumber than dirt, and she won her election.
Yeah, every time she goes on The Daily Show, she makes an absolute fool of herself. And people voted for her anyway, you know? But speaking of The Daily Show, I was watching last night, actually, and they were going all crazy about how there were two Muslims elected to Congress and a gay governor was elected in Colorado. All of which were Democrats, but they failed to mention the gay congressman. I forget what state he was. I was reading about it earlier. I forget what state he was in. But there's a gay congressman who's Republican who was elected in Michigan, I think it was. They absolutely failed to mention him, conveniently enough, just because he was Republican. Incidentally, right, there's this one Muslim a colleague of mine, David Greenberg at PJ Media, has written a series of articles about this congressman, this congresswoman in Minneapolis, who's Sudanese and Muslim, but she's got all kinds of issues, like having married her brother to get a green card, or get him a green card, I forget which way it goes. And she got elected to Congress, so you talk about the electorate, and if you can stack the ballot box, that's how you're going to win, and that's, you know, not Sudanese, excuse me, Somalian. And that's the issue in Minneapolis, is that they have a very large Somalian population. So they were able to elect this woman to Congress, despite the fact that she's got all sorts of fraud in her background, and she should be in jail.
Right.
And, of course, Minnesota's the place that elected Keith Ellison as AG, even though he beat his girlfriend and they refused to make him part of the Me Too movement.
Right. No, and this is what blows my mind. It's like, are you people just completely not paying attention, or do you just not care?
Well,
how do you even deal with that?
They barely care. They barely care because they're living their workaday lives, right? And no fault to them. The vast majority of people in this country are hardworking, just trying to get by and make a living, right? But B, they only know what they're getting from the nightly news, and the nightly news isn't reporting about the stuff that makes the Democrats look bad. The only time that happened that I can even think of was when Bill Clinton was impeached, and the only reason they reported on it was because a president was being impeached. That's kind of a big deal, you know?
Right. Right. And I just, you know, I really have to wonder what the heck is happening that people don't care. Because it doesn't matter if you don't care about politics. Politics cares about you, no matter what.
Well, that's absolutely true. But, you know, we have this populace that's been taken over by government schools, and government schools don't teach basic civics anymore. Hell, they don't even teach cursive anymore. I've seen Oregon legislators make fun of that backwards redneck hick state of Alabama because they still require, they just passed a law requiring that cursive be taught in schools. You know, you have to go back and re-educate the voters every single time, because there are so many factors against a constitutional-based government in our society that we have to constantly fight back. We don't just get to sit back on our laurels in between elections. We have to be out there educating people.
Well, and that's the thing. A couple weeks ago, I went to a candidates' night locally, and I read up on their issues, and they're all awful. I brought up one. They didn't even address it. So I posted and explained the facts about it in a local, you know, my local, whatever, Facebook group. Explained the facts about it. When you talk it through with people, people are like, well, why? I get what you're saying. Why do these people want out-of-staters to vote in our elections? I don't know. Ask them. They didn't want to answer the question at voters night or candidates night.
Yeah.
And then another one lied to the faces and said red flag laws do give due process. And I'm like, that's not true. Gave them an example of why it doesn't. It's like they people get lied to and just believe what politicians say. My thing is always verify. Don't ever believe anyone. Don't even believe me. I'm going to give you links to facts.
Right, exactly.
But feel free to go find out other facts.
And it's so easy just to fall back on believing the authority to know what they're talking about and to trust them instead of being skeptical about everything. That's what science should be. That's what politics should be. Every part of our society should be a healthy debate based on skepticism, making sure that we have an adversarial system without being adversarial to each other personally, you know, where we can question facts and make sure that they're right, you know. And you see the same stuff. You talk about your Facebook groups. I see the same stuff on Nextdoor, which is a community-based app where you can
we have that.
Yeah. It's all over the place. And we have people constantly complaining about Portland's homeless, Portland's insane decisions to put roads on diets and reduce the lanes of traffic that go on our arterials and all this stuff. And I'm just like, you people are complaining about this now. Where were you 5 years ago when this decision was made, you know? What have you people been paying attention to? And, of course, they deliberately make it impossible to pay attention to all of it. So inevitably this stuff comes up as a surprise, even to me who's deeply involved in politics. Never mind soccer mom just trying to get through the day, you know? I mean, how are they supposed to be informed when they've got too much on their plate as it is?
Well, exactly. And for an example, in New Hampshire, there's 400 state representatives. So there's like at least 800 pieces of legislation that have to go through the legislature every year. How does anyone keep up with that? Yeah, we have people that focus on Second Amendment or people that focus on First Amendment or people that focus on pro-family or pro-life. You know what I mean? Like there's certain groups, but you can't pay attention to everything. It's difficult. I mean, I'll find bills all the time, last minute.
You've got 400 legislators who put through 800 pieces of legislation on an annual basis. In Oregon,
every 2 years.
90 legislators between the two houses, and we've got about, and I'm not exaggerating, we've got about 8,000 bills that are introduced every session.
What?
Yeah.
How is that even possible?
It's mind-numbing. It's mind-numbing how many bills are introduced in a particular session. You cannot keep track. It's impossible to keep track of all of them.
They're not writing those bills then, at all.
Well, clearly not. No. The outside groups are writing all of them.
Yeah, we see that here. Last session I found a bill that they tried to pass it twice. It failed. It's a background check bill, but I did some research. It's from a California gun control group. Even Democrats are horrified by that.
Really? Because the Democrats thrive on that here in Oregon. So you guys aren't as far down the road. You're probably about, as I talked about in the previous segment, Connecticut is lost. They're Detroit. Yep. They're the Detroit of states. Oregon is about 3/4 of the way there. New Hampshire is about 10% of the way there. Get ready. It's going to be ugly.
Yeah, exactly. And these people, like I said, they lie. They lie to people, and, you know, 2 years from now, when people are wondering why do I have tax increases now? It's ridiculous. Hey, you know what? We're almost to the end of the show. I want you to tell people where they can find you before we get cut off.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate that. My author page, I have a Facebook page. It's Jeff Reynolds Author, and that's where you can get the information on my book, Behind the Curtain. which is due out February 26th. You can pre-order it on Amazon. You can also pre-order it at Simon & Schuster or Barnes & Noble, and I'm on Twitter at Charger Jeff.
Awesome, Jeff. Thank you so much. You've been listening to The Real Side. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, filling in for Joe Messina, who will be back tomorrow. You can follow me at New Hampshire Political Buzz, GraniteRock.com, or ConservativeIND on Twitter. Have a great night, everyone, and thank you for joining the show tonight. Thanks again, Jeff, for coming on.